Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm, sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Jerusalem is experiencing similar weather, with a gentle breeze adding to the pleasant atmosphere. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, with clear skies expected throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, coming in now, there's a multi-front situation unfolding. Hamas is rebuilding its rocket launchers in Gaza, Hezbollah is activating new recruits in Lebanon, and Iran is experiencing internal shifts. Also, from Ynet, earlier today, Israel has issued a warning about Iran's covert focus on the West Bank. Tehran is allegedly using Turkey to rebuild terror networks and smuggling weapons. Also this hour. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, reports from Saudi Arabia suggest Hamas is trying to influence ongoing negotiations between Iran and the U.S. by bringing Gaza into the talks. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that both Jerusalem and Beirut are frustrated with former President Trump. This is affecting the U.S.'s plan to phase the IDF out of Lebanon. And finally, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could unravel ongoing negotiations and reignite conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, posted earlier today that an Associated Press article on the Iran-Israel-Hezbollah conflict is a masterclass in narrative framing. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared that the U.S. has given Iran direct leverage in Lebanon. Senior researcher Yoni Ben-Menachem argues that the U.S.-Iran talks have strengthened the Iranian axis and may lead to political tension with the Trump administration. Middle East 24 reports that Yahya Hosseini Panjaki, a major figure in Iran's Handala hacking group, was eliminated in the recent conflict. His removal is part of efforts to dismantle Iran's cyber warfare capabilities. Let's go deeper. Starting with Walla, Hamas is reportedly rebuilding its rocket launcher systems and Hezbollah is recruiting new members. This development comes as Iran faces internal challenges affecting regional stability. The implications are significant for both military readiness and diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to Ynet's report, Israel warns that Iran is shifting its terror focus to the West Bank. Security officials claim Tehran is using cryptocurrencies and weapons smuggling to build networks. This raises concerns about increased violence in the West Bank and the potential for further Israeli military intervention. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights that Hamas seeks to leverage U.S.-Iran negotiations by introducing Gaza into the dialogue. This could potentially shift the focus of these talks and impact U.S. foreign policy in the region. The Times of Israel reports frustration in both Jerusalem and Beirut towards Trump, which is complicating U.S. efforts to reduce IDF presence in Lebanon. This highlights the challenges of regional diplomacy and the delicate nature of international negotiations. Finally, Axios reports on Iran firing missiles at Israel. Marking a significant escalation, this act could derail peace efforts and lead to renewed hostilities affecting civilian safety and regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that gaming unicorn Moon Active has signed a significant lease in Israel's tallest skyscraper. The company will occupy 22,000 square meters in the Beyond Towers project in Givatayim, signaling robust growth in the tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the World City project aiming to redefine the gateway to Jerusalem. This new urban neighborhood will combine employment, housing, commerce, and leisure, boosting the city's development momentum. And finally, Walla Business discusses the challenges of the AI revolution. An EY survey reveals many U.S. office workers feel overwhelmed, indicating that AI's integration is more complex than anticipated. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.